This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we do have Skype as well. So you can Skype in to join us here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Melanie.
Of course, you can bring up anything, but we've always got stuff to talk about. Coming up here tonight, actually, Melanie, you and I both had the same news story about Visa, not the thing you need to get into a country, but the thing that you might have as a credit card, for instance. Visa is apparently trying to, according to the story at Mashable.com, bribe small businesses into stopping accepting cash.
Well, and according to Visa also, so it's true.
The future is cashless, according to Mashable, especially if Visa has anything to say about it. The credit card and payments company is urging restaurants to stop accepting cash with its new Visa Cashless Challenge, which comes with a $10,000 prize. Jack Forstel, Visa's head of global merchant solutions, said in a statement, which I presume is what you have, because you said you had something from directly from Visa. He said, quote, "At Visa, we believe you can be everywhere you want to be, and that it should be easy to pay and be paid in more ways than ever, whether it's a phone, card, wearable, or other device. With 70% of the world, or more than 5 billion people, connected via mobile device by 2020, we have an incredible opportunity to educate merchants and consumers alike on the effectiveness of going cashless." Now, isn't there a bit of a contradiction in that statement? He says that it should be easy to pay and be paid in more ways than ever. Then he lists a few things, phone, card, wearable, or other device, but then goes on to say that you shouldn't accept cash. So you should get paid in more ways than ever, except cash.
Well, their argument is that it's time-consuming and difficult to accept cash, which there's something to be said for that, but it's not. They're making it out to be like it's this big drawn-out thing, and it's really not.
I mean, with a cashier who is decent, you can have a cash transaction relatively quickly. The only thing that takes some time is the counting back of, or the counting up of, the amount of change, perhaps. But then again, it takes time to swipe a card, print a receipt, and sign a receipt, and then hand that receipt back. So, I don't know. On average, it would be interesting to see at any given cashier in America, you know, how long the average cash transaction takes compared to the average Visa card transaction. I suspect it's negligible.
We're talking like seconds, but I will admit that it's probably quicker from what I've seen to do credit cards, because you don't only need a decent cashier, you also need a decent customer who's not going to come in and be like, "Oh, here's my wet bag of dimes and nickels." And
that is pretty rare, though. I mean, have you ever worked a cash register before?
Yeah,
so have I. And that is a pretty rare thing. The cashier or the customer that comes in with a load of, you know, not even rolled nickels or quarters, but just a bunch of loose change. I would say 1 out of 100 customers.
Well, it's probably going to vary on where you are and what kind of business you're in. It wasn't like every single customer, and it probably wasn't more than 1%, but it was.
Now, where did you work? Where did you work?
McDonald's.
Okay, so yeah, you might be more likely to get somebody spending their pocket change on a hamburger. I could see that, because I did Kmart, where there were certainly some small dollar items being sold, but overall, a small minority of customers would do that. And what about the customers who decline credit cards? So
that takes extra time too. And then you're trying to argue with them over, and they're like, "Well, I have half a million dollars in my bank account."
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah. That has nothing to do with the satellite connection.
Right.
Like, so.
Well, it's usually not satellite, but it's phone line or internet connection these days. But your point is good. The customer who's got a bad credit card, a lot of times they'll have a second bad credit card if they pull one out. And then they try a second one. The second one won't work sometimes. And it could be because your phone line's down. So, you know, the customer may be correct about that. It just depends. So I think it all just takes time.
I mean, I've never stood there and argued with somebody over how much money they have in their bank account because I don't
There's
know.
There's no point. Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with whether or not this card is being accepted right now. And
right.
It's not.
I'm
so,
sorry. There's nothing I can do.
You know, pull out something else.
Right.
Or...
So I don't know. I don't buy the claim that on average credit cards are faster. In fact, if anything, they seem slower now with the damn chip thing. Have you experienced this with the chip?
I don't. I think that's a transitional issue.
Uh-huh.
First of all, it seems to me that all the chips are not set up to force accept.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Okay, so if you go and slide a credit card at a Walmart or wherever.
Yeah.
It takes like 2 seconds, and the reason it is because it's not communicating to your bank, asking your bank, is this money here? Your bank's saying yes, and it's sending it back. It's just saying, if this is a real card, force accept it. If it's declined later, we'll take the hit.
Are you sure about that? I mean, because generally when we've got a merchant service provider here with Free Talk Live, we don't have a point of sale device, but we of course have
Right, well, that
online.
Would be the only reason to have one. Or to have it set up that way.
I see what
like, you wouldn't do that online. Cause
it seems risky, though. I mean, it only takes a moment to query the credit card company to see if it's approved or declined. I mean, if you're Walmart or whatever, and you've got an ongoing connection for multiple cashiers, or even if you're just an individual business or a mom and pop, usually there's a dedicated connection for the credit card machine. I mean, in almost every circumstance, they have a phone line that it exclusively uses, or they have an internet connection that it is using, or probably a failover option as well.
Right, but that doesn't have anything to do with how long it's going to take you to get that information
it takes an
back
instant.
From the bank.
It's actually, of course, the bank in this case would be the issuing bank for the credit card, right? So you're not querying their bank account, you're querying their credit. And if the credit card is good, then, or unless we're talking about debit card, then it's a completely different story. But if the credit card's approved, then they get an approval. If they get a decline, then there's usually a code that comes along with the decline. So you can see when you look later on what that reason was. Maybe it was a bad CVV code or zip code or whatever. Or maybe they just didn't, you know, maybe they'd hit their credit limit. But it really, you're only talking about an instant. It's not like, you know, this is a lengthy process.
It might not be that way anymore. I know it was at one time. Maybe that's outdated information.
Where, you mean where they settle later on, where they just take the information from the card? You're saying that in the past that might have been more common? Well, I think that's true, right? Because, you know, way back when they had the old ka-chunk machines, you know what I'm talking about? Where
well, no,
take
but
an
like,
image.
What, not that far back, because like yeah. when I was working, but
right.
they used to have. And I'm not saying every single store was set up that way, and maybe Walmart would be more likely to have it set up that way than a gas station owned by an individual person, where mm-hmm. that's kind of more of a loss.
You mean it would be a loss to have a dedicated connection for the credit card unit?
No, it would be a loss. It would be more of a loss because Walmart doesn't necessarily want to hold up their line, whereas the gas station, who's not really selling as much volume in the first place,
mm-hmm.
maybe it's not. It's
yeah,
an
they're
issue
still dealing with
lose.
Fraud. I mean, they're still dealing with fraud. This is essentially having a dedicated connection for your credit card machine. My guess would be required by the bank issuing the credit card simply because, you know, it's a fraud check ultimately. If somebody comes in there with a card that's bad and you're just collecting card data in a you know, in a computer for settlement at the end of the day, you could get screwed out of however much money
All right, and I mean, I think that places like Walmart feel like it's worth it. I mean, Walmart was taking food stamps back when that system was down for a couple of days, and they know that they got screwed out of a ton of money, and they didn't care because they made more money accepting the cards that they didn't know if they were going to be good than they lost on people just walking in.
Because
walking out with $800 worth of food.
Because it took a long time to get an approval from the credit card company. I mean, I believe you that you experienced that, but I've never had that experience
in
retail.
They're taking most places who take credit cards are taking risks anyway because they're not IDing you, and they're supposed to.
They are supposed to. That's true. Hey, so Visa wants you to go cashless, and you know this is freaking out the conspiracy theorists out there, right? Because for a long time, they've talked about this, where this is what the world elites want, is to eliminate cash. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you gotta feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Your thoughts welcome on the cashless society. This is something that a lot of the conspiracy advocates out there have been saying is coming for a long time. And now you've got Visa coming out with a $10,000 giveaway. Actually, they're going to be doing up to $500,000, apparently. 50 different winners will be winning $10,000 apiece. Businesses who commit to no longer accepting cash. And we're going to tell you more about that. You can share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. The Visa website, you've got that pulled up, Melanie, where apparently they have stories from people. We're going to get into at least one of those. I just want to hear what the reason is. You know, why are people getting rid of cash? Because you would think that it's pretty difficult to turn away customers. Like, oh yeah, we're just going to stop taking something that we've always taken, cash. And then there's going to be, inevitably, if you've got repeat customers, they're talking about restaurants specifically is who they're targeting here. I don't know if they're, you know, if they're allowing people beyond that category yet, but it mentions restaurants here. There's a big cash business in restaurants. I mean, a lot
of customers. I think that's why, I think they're going for the hardest thing first, kind of on purpose.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and that's my speculation. I, you know, don't know anybody at Visa or anything like that, but that's what it seems. Because restaurants seem to be what you would not go for, and then they're targeting small businesses, and small businesses, unless you're in a few select industries, you're going to definitely want to take cash because nobody knows about it.
Right. I mean, look, if somebody walks into the front door, they want to go sit down, you're going to have to tell everybody as they're coming in, oh, by the way, we're not taking cash anymore. You know there's going to be a portion of people that are going to turn around and they're going to walk back out because they were expecting to be able to pay with cash. They've always paid with cash in those locations. It'd be one thing if you were opening the doors to a brand new business and you just from day one were credit cards only, but that's pretty unusual. And, you know, to take options off the table for customers just doesn't seem like a good thing to do from a customer service standpoint.
I mean, yeah, and on the flip side of that, there's customers who maybe don't have all of their income known about, and so they're not going to want to go deposit the money into the bank to, you know, pay through Visa.
Right.
They're just going to want to buy stuff in cash. I mean, you can't really do that with, like, a house, but you can definitely do that with groceries and eating out and gasoline.
I also have a problem with their incentive here, the $10,000 prize. We're going to get deeper into that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Crystal's in Missouri. Crystal, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Melanie.
Hey, guys. This is the first time I've heard you guys. You guys are great.
Thanks, Crystal. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, I was thinking about the Visa when you were talking about that. I work over the road. I tend to, when I go in places, I tend to just use cash. You know, if you get the slip and it says, you know, fill out the, you know, amount you want to tip and so forth, that's also something to take more time, so they're going to re-enter it.
Right.
But, you know, if it's like $13, people will figure up 20%, you know, and just write that in. If it's like $13 and I give them a 20, a lot of times I'm like, hey, just keep the change on, especially if they were good. I'm wondering how that's going to affect their tipping, where people will either just put a zero in or just do the 15 or 20%.
Yeah, that's a good point.
More generous with cash.
Yeah, and if these are sit-down places, they're going to have a hard time keeping good waiters, because if the feds are taking 15 to 20% of all of your tips, that's a big pay difference than if the feds are taking 15 to 20% of your credit card tips.
Great point, because you can easily pocket cash at the end of the day, and, you know, okay, credit card tipper, that's going to take a little bit of time to settle out, right? Like, do they settle the credit cards out with cash at the end of the night for their you know, their employees, or do they have to wait till the end of the week to get that settled on a paycheck?
Well, my daughter waitress, sometimes it was the next day when she was in high school. It was the next day that they would get theirs, and sometimes it was at the night, depending on where you were at.
Right.
But, you know, I just know that it's just more. We tend to be more generous when it's cash because it's like, well, we got to go. Just go ahead and keep the change. I'm not going to wait around for a dollar or two.
That's an interesting point.
Rather
than being deliberate in having to decide on an exact tip and writing that down, maybe people will tip heavier with cash. I think it's a great point. Crystal, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, you guys are great. It's the first time I've heard you. I'll keep an ear out for you guys.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate the call. And if you're on the road, you can always find us anytime online over at freetalklive.com. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to Patrick He's in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to chime in. You asked me about a week and a half ago if they ever made a law where we'd have to, law enforcement have to go in and take away other, take away guns from people, legitimately and, you know, according to the feds. And I wanted to get back to you on that.
Sure.
My answer would be absolutely not.
Because you would not take away guns, is
no,
what you're saying.
Because I took an oath to protect people, and people have a right to protect themselves. And the fact is I know a lot of people that are responsible that have guns that I don't feel as a threat, but I think they have a right to protect themselves in a situation, life and death situation. And
okay,
yeah, go ahead.
Would you also apply that to people like felons, people who've been diagnosed with a mental illness, people who've been convicted of misdemeanor domestic battery, any other people who are otherwise prohibited right now?
Well, in the situations, and that's a good question, because that was the one that I took a long time to think about. In most cases, I would probably, in situations, and Heather, you can understand this. I've gone into situations where people have had guns just lying around and little kids running around, and they were loaded. Now, my suggestion to them was to put them in a safe place so that nobody gets hurt. If they're
it's a reasonable suggestion?
Yeah, if they were, yes. I mean, you know, can you please put this up? There's a little kid running around the house. I mean, you know, kids, it's a responsibility. If people are responsible with weapons, generally, in most cases, you don't see them brandished out in a house.
Did he answer your question?
Place.
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
But
you want to try re-asking the question?
In your case, in most cases that we've run across, and this has been my experience, Heather.
It's actually Melanie. I thought you had said Heather earlier. You're talking to Melanie. Go ahead, though.
Melanie, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Melanie, in most cases that I've run across that felons have had weapons, they generally don't belong to them. If the people that are doing their job correctly in selling firearms and everything should do a thorough background check to make sure. Some felons, it's tough for me because some felonies don't deal with violence.
That's true. A lot of them don't.
Most of them don't.
But the fact is that if a gun, if a gun store lets them buy something, then wouldn't you think the gun store would be responsible?
Well, hold that thought, because I don't know if that was really a clear answer to Melanie's question. We're going to come back here, if you don't mind, Patrick. We'll continue the discussion. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more on the Cashless Society coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks.
That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you're invited to join us right here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. You can Skype on in here. Skype username lrn.fm. Free Talk Live, brought to you by Dash. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you can join Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. Now, obviously, Dash is very different from Visa, and I want to get back into that cashless society discussion where Visa is literally pushing a $10,000 prize, actually 50 $10,000 prizes, at people to get them to stop taking cash in their store, specifically restaurants they appear to be targeting. We'll get back into that coming up here in moments. But Patrick is still on the line with us here in Bullhead City. He's a cop there in Bullhead City. Are you sheriff? I don't remember if you were a sheriff or deputy, rather. Or
I
are
can't
you
really tell you. City. Unless I'm in law enforcement.
Okay, fair enough.
Don't want to give it but anyway,
fair
you,
enough,
know, you asked her. You asked. She asked a real good question, and I knew this question was going to come up.
Okay.
Because of
For listeners that don't know, I want to just recap briefly. The question you had called in about was something that I asked you on another day, which was, would you confiscate guns if you were ordered to do that? And I just meant like wholesale gun confiscation door-to-door, kind of like they did down after Hurricane Katrina, which was a terrible thing that they did to those people there. But that's what I was referring to. And you said that you would not. But then, Melanie, you asked a more specific question. And could you just recap the question for listeners just tuning in?
Right. So would you also apply that to felons, people who've been diagnosed with mental illness, people who've been convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence, and I think there's two other things that'll bar you.
Yeah, there are certain things that you, in a way, I thought about that because I knew this question was going to get up. Now, it was a situation, but I think like in any other situation, you'd have to take that case by case. You couldn't just generalize in that. I mean, look how many people are out there that are, you know, like you were saying, that have a felony against them that have nothing to do with violence or something in that regard.
So you're saying that you yourself
are not a threat to society.
So like Mark, our co-host, who's normally here on Monday nights, he's ill today, so he's not here with us. But he's a felon. He went to prison for what was supposed violent crime, even though he didn't actually commit it. He just was there during it and didn't rat on the dude. He made a stupid mistake. But now he's got a family.
And he was also underage at the time.
True, but they still put him in prison for 9 years.
I got a question because this kept coming up in my mind, okay? Why would a felon have a gun when they know that they'd be violating their...
They might want to protect their family or protect themselves.
That's a good question right there. But the fact that I have with that is, it would be... Where would the gun be? It would be a situational thing. I mean, to go to somebody's house, I mean, when you're protecting... I don't know about you, but my house is my house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has nothing to do with the police. It has nothing to do with it. That's my house. I bought it. It's my property. And I have a right to protect my family. Okay?
I think you do.
And that's
yeah.
just me as a person.
And I think that's true for felons as well.
And in some cases, I believe in the last, say, 40 years, because I did some little background in 40 years how the laws have changed in this gun control situation is, in my eyes, has gotten out of hand because they've made it more easier for people that shouldn't have guns on them. I've been doing this for a long time, and I've seen the increase of violent crimes. I've seen the increase of gun weapons used in crimes and people using to intimidate and to promote violence towards people, it's a real sad situation.
Well, right, because if most of your sales are white markets and the leader of whatever local gang walks in and says, I'd like to buy 7 Glocks, the store owner might very well tell him, you know, get out my store, whereas if it's impossible to get a license, like in Chicago or something like that, and so everything's black market, then you already have somebody who's taking an immense risk, and they might not turn those people away. So the more regulations...
Well, it's funny that you mentioned Chicago, because I have a very dear, close friend who's a retired police officer in Chicago, who I've worked out with him in Arizona. He was my partner for a long time. And I'm telling you right now, just for him as a law enforcement officer to get a gun, for even though he's grandfathered into there because he's ex-law enforcement, it took him like 3 weeks.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Issue him.
Right, you can die in 3 weeks if you need one.
Oh, yeah.
You can die in three days. But, you can die in 3 minutes.
But the thing is as a whole... It's a really hard, hard question because it pulls on tugs on a lot of heartstrings. We've
sure.
noticed that in the generations that have come in, let's see, we had baby boomers, which basically I am, and then the next generations, the attitude towards way people are interpreting the law and how officers act and respond, I don't say react, act and respond, has become more militia or more militant than what
you're
we
saying
were
the police
taught.
You're saying that the newer generations of the police are more militarized and is not the way you learned how to do it.
Yeah, and in the fact that you're getting a lot of these veterans that are coming back from the different tours of duty,
right, with PTSD, and then they're getting jobs as cops. Yeah, that's a bad
reactive.
Sign.
They're
and these
there
are people who are also more subject to being ordered around. You know, they've already had years of experience following orders, and so they're less likely to question bad orders.
If you got a second, my brother-in-law was a retired SWAT sergeant for the San Francisco Police Department. And that's when SWAT just got initially implemented into there. He came back from Vietnam, and he got put on some very, very high-profile cases out in the San Francisco Bay Area. They're very famous, Hillside Strangler, and the different things that were going on in the late 60s, early 70s.
Okay.
Now, he was issued an automatic, and at that particular time, that was totally unheard of. Now, you're seeing these marshals that are coming across state line and everything. They got automatics now. They're pretty well. They're all, and
they are armed up. There's no doubt about it. Patrick, I appreciate your continued experience and your perspective on this, and I thank you for the call.
Well, I wanted to ask you.
You got another question?
Yeah, I want to ask you one more thing, and I don't think you're going to have an answer, but that's okay because I don't want to answer. I kind of just want you to think about it. If the government decided they wanted to move towards taking all the guns away, do you think that they would, A, outright repeal the Second Amendment and go and take everybody's guns away all at once, or B, create more felonies and create more people with diagnoses and arrest more people for more things and create more restrictions?
I would say A.
Patrick, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. We'll have to get the explanation another time. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. Hopefully we can see secession happen before what you're talking about happens.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, Simbi.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're talking about, we're going to get back into the topic of Visa, the credit card company that is giving out a bribe offer, essentially a contest to, bribe's not really the right word, contest to encourage business owners, specifically restaurants apparently, to stop taking cash. And in my opinion, that's a big thing to ask somebody to do. You're taking an option off the table for a customer to pay with. You would think that business owners would want to have more options, not fewer. So, you know, why is Visa doing this? We'll share a little bit more about that. You can share your thoughts with us as well here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. Now, whether you want to use Visa or MasterCard or PayPal or Bitcoin, you can sign up for the Free Talk Live AMP program. You can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com and get started there. It's $5 a month, and that's money that we can invest here into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of liberty and peace, cryptocurrency, and more. So if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, you want to get behind the show for $5 a month and get some cool perks, then you can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. So, Melanie, you brought this story in, and I also had the same one. My version came from Mashable. You've got the Visa website. Mashable talking about Visa's recent announcement that they're going to be giving out a $10,000 prize, actually 50 of them, so $500,000 worth of cash prizes to restaurants, cafes, or food trucks who commit to going cashless through Visa's challenge. Now, if you ask me, this is kind of a crappy deal. Because it's only a giveaway. It's only 50, you know, winners are going to be picked. Who knows how many businesses will actually go through with this? I'd be interested to see if they release any information, and I suspect they won't, but maybe they will if it's like an overwhelmingly large number of businesses that they get to drop cash and go credit card only or credit debit only. To me, if you want to incentivize a business to go that direction, you ought to offer to waive the fees below certain values of charges, because that's the reason why you see a lot of signs up at businesses. I still see this from time to time, where a business will have a sign up. I think the local ice cream shop, and we went there the other day for the Bitcoin meetup, we noticed that there was a sign saying that credit cards would not be accepted beneath a certain value. I think it was like $7 or $10 or something like that, because they're hitting you with a 3% fee on all of those transactions, and you know, on low dollar fees, if you're buying a $3 dish of ice cream, that's digging into the profit margin that that business owner has on that ice cream, and it hurts at the lower levels, the lower dollar amount. So business owners are frequently posting signage about, hey, you know, if you're going to be buying $10 or less, I can't take a credit card because it's just not worth it. There's too many fees. And some credit cards not only have a 3% fee, but there's also a per transaction fee or a per day settlement fee or whatever. So there's all these fees that are involved in accepting credit cards. If you really wanted to encourage a business that is currently has cash customers, like a restaurant would, to cut that out, you'd really have to, I would think, make it a better offer than you might win at $10,000. How about we'll go ahead and waive any credit card fees on any purchases under $5 or $10. I think that might motivate some more businesses to consider going cashless,
even though I think it's a bad idea. I don't know that that's up to Visa, because I don't know that Visa is a merchant server, and even if they are, then if somebody comes in with MasterCard and wants to buy a bottle of water, can Visa really waive that? Like, I know
that's a good point. Yeah, so they would have to turn away the MasterCard customer, but accept the Visa customer in that case.
Yeah, and I haven't read the contract. I don't think it's. I would doubt that it's written yet. I don't know if you have to go cashless and then they'll pick 10 people or 50 people, whatever it is, or if you enter the contest and if you win, you get $10,000 as on contingent that you do go cashless.
Yeah,
I don't know how it's going to work.
Yeah, how do they verify that you've really gone cashless? For how long do they verify that you've gone cashless? So, yeah, you're right. The terms would be kind of interesting.
Right, and it would, yeah, and that would be really interesting because you're dealing with businesses. So, unless you there's ways to do it, but you would have to restrict the owner, and so if you had multiple owners, it would be a little bit complicated.
Because only one of them
would agree. Because you could, in theory, you know, Bob's Sandwiches LLC, oh, we'll take this $10,000, take $10,000, the LLC is a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Go get another one. Oh, no, now
we sold the business.
Yeah, now we're Subs R Us instead.
Yeah, right.
And they don't have a contract to use.
That's an interesting
Visa.
Point. So you could only maybe quit taking cash for the length of the time of the contest, perhaps.
Yeah, it's how I would imagine is that it would have to be a term, kind of like non-competes are.
I don't think it would be worth it to upset the cash customers. I mean, you're still only dealing with a chance that you're going to win the contest. I mean, maybe it will only attract hundreds of businesses to make the switch, in which case your odds would be high of winning the contest. But I don't know. I don't know what's realistic to expect as far as this is is it U.S. only? I don't know. It's probably global if it's Visa. I mean, they're likely promoting this globally, but even U.S. only, I mean, how many businesses are really going to switch? If you're a business owner and you are actually seriously considering doing this, I would love to hear from you as to why. I mean, again, if 99.9% of your business is already credit card, then this is a no-brainer. But in a business like restaurant, again, they are specifically targeting the restaurant category here. It just seems crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, it probably depends on where you are and what your population of customers is like. In areas, you know, in dense cities with younger populations, this would probably be less of a problem than in rural areas with older populations.
But nonetheless, I mean, they're talking about food trucks.
It's a restaurant.
They're talking about food trucks here. I mean, how many people that walk up to a food truck pay with a credit card?
Oh, I don't know.
I suspect it's not the majority. I'm just speculating there. I can't say I've ever done it. How about you? You ever pay with a credit card at a food truck?
I think I've only ate at a food truck like once.
Oh, you're missing out.
And I cannot remember how I paid. I was in a bar in New Orleans.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to Libertarian, calling from the United States somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Libertarian.
Hey, guys, it's Libertarian Banker. And,
oh, Libertarian Banker. All right.
How you guys doing? Hey,
good.
I wanted to say real quick on the first percentage of, on a food truck.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, it would be 75% or more.
Are what? Mean, not paying? What? 75% or what?
With credit card. With
you think
credit
so?
Card, man. Yes, everybody pays with credit card. I mean, if we're talking dollar amount instead of number of transactions, I would imagine it's over 75-80%. Because
wow.
People spend more on a credit card, and they're just more willing to buy something, you know, if they have that piece of plastic in their wallet than if they have to break, you know, Mr. Alexander Hamilton in their pocket or whatever, you know. So,
I think it'd be interesting to hear from people in the food truck business if anybody happens to be listening. But that's interesting. I mean, you work in banking, so you probably know a thing or two about selling credit cards.
And I used to work with restaurants, and our bank did merchant processing, and I would, you know, they would tell me 85% of their businesses, and I mean maybe the tips are left in cash, but most of the bills are paid on credit card at a restaurant. So you know, in terms of dollar figures. So
I could see it being more of them at a restaurant, but I mean food truck. I guess I just don't. When I think of food truck, I think people paying cash at like county fairs or whatever. But yeah, you might be right.
Yeah. Well, and the credit card processing, it is so confusing, and I think it's almost set up that way to just confuse business owners. And I mean, there are like four or five different ways, different pricing models. There's depending on the types of cards that you're taking. You know, people don't understand that rewards cards, the rewards that you get, your airline miles, your cash back, your junk you buy online, that's all paid for by the business owners, people that
that's right.
You use your rewards card at.
So, right. So it's a 3% fee. That's kind of your typical standard. 2.9%, 3% is kind of the typical fee. Companies that are bigger with a lot of volume, like Walmart, might be able to negotiate down to 2% or something like that, or maybe a little less. But in that, out of that fee, then that's where that cashback comes from, is what you're talking about. And it's the business owner that pays those fees.
And depending on how you do the transaction, too. So let's say you use your debit card and you enter your PIN number. The bank gets a lot more of that transaction than the credit card companies do. So, in fact, those can clear it at 1%. Some of those debit card transactions, if they're using the PIN number, it's just one of the safest transactions out there. It's risk-based. So if you think about it, if you're entering your card in online and they only got the zip code and the three digits on the back and not your address, and, there's like 64 different or 100 different boxes that can be filled out on a
hold transaction. That thought. If you've got more Libertarian Banker, 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, join us.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.